Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Renee. This is On the Mark, where we take a look at the stories behind the stories in the world of sports, and it is a real treat as we are joined by a guy who has played for the Yankees and the Mets, and these days he is playing for the Sussex County Miners in the Frontier League. Todd Frazier, the Todd Father. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, man. Just blessed to be here and trying to play as much baseball as I can, and very grateful for Sussex County and Justin and, you know, all these people that let me get a chance to play here before I head to the Olympics.
All right. You're a Jersey guy. You're playing on a Jersey team. A lot of people are wondering why the Sussex County Miners, why the Frontier League?
Yeah, I was looking for a lot. I had a couple opportunities. You know, some fell out of place, others because there's rules and restrictions. And, you know, I want to stay close to home for one. And, you know, I got three kids, my wife. You know, I have a lot of time to make up from playing, but they're gracious enough to let me come up here for 8 to 10 games. And they called me a bunch of times. They were real interested. And I said, listen, I'm not trying to break the bank or anything. I just want to play. So whatever, you know, you give me some gas money and I'm ready to rock. So it's a great opportunity. I thank them very much. And this is from what I've heard, it's a great place. And, you know, they were right.
You haven't had a lot of experience with him. You've only played one game for him. But what is former Met pitcher Bobby Jones like as a manager?
Very good. Very good. He knows his stuff. He's basically a one-man show with our man Black in there, too, as well. But he knows his stuff. He's an ex-major leaguer for 7-plus years. It's great to have a guy like that, to be honest. So, you know, we can relate to a lot of things. And I'm just here, you know, not only to get better, but help these guys out, too, you know, to make it to the minor leagues or whatever leagues they're trying to go to. You know, get them one step closer so and get their mindset right, too, as well. So I'm trying to help all these guys out. And I know Bobby is, too, as well. And I wish everybody the best after all this said and done.
So you roll in here on Friday. What's the reaction to a guy who's played in the show to show up here?
Yeah, it was great. I was very grateful. The fans were awesome. You know, I signed a bunch of autographs, and it felt good to sign autographs again because you weren't really allowed to, considering COVID protocols and stuff. The fans were great. They were cheering for me, talking to me the whole game at third base, and yeah, it brought back some good memories, especially playing in New Jersey. I have a lot of good memories for sure.
I don't want to dwell on how things ended in Pittsburgh, but how much was the fire still burning in your belly?
Yeah, without a doubt. It was still there. It was unfortunate. You know, Pittsburgh's a whole different ball game. They got a lot of work to do up there. But at the end of the day, I know I'm still a good big leaguer. And I, you know, I proved it in the Olympics, too, as well. I had a really good Olympic trials event there. And, you know, I couldn't be happier. I'm going to play in Tokyo. I'm going to try and win a gold medal. I mean, I can put Olympian on my status now. I mean, my resume, I just sit back and I pinch myself sometimes knowing, you know, what I've been through and what, you know, lies ahead, and that's the Olympics. It's pretty cool.
So your teammate Luke Williams did the other night for the Phillies?
Unbelievable. I knew the kid was going to be a stud. We're going to miss him. He was the top of the lineup guy, fast, get-on-base guy, and he's going to be playing for a long, long time.
Fans are wondering, Todd, why do you want to play in the Olympics?
Oh, I mean, why? Why not? You're playing, you know, you play for something. And whenever I play for my family, for my state, for people that have played a long time ago. And now I get to say I'm playing for my country. I think back to people that fought for this country. You know, I know it's not on the same level, but I get goosebumps thinking about it. You know, I'm playing for them because guess what? Whenever you can put USA on your chest, you want to represent, and you want to do it for people like that for sure.
And when you get done in Tokyo, what's the plan coming back stateside?
Yeah, hopefully a ball club wants me, and we go from there. So, Olympics, win that gold, come back, and hopefully a team needs me for a playoff push, and that'd be nice.
I would be remiss if I didn't take a couple of seconds to ask you about the couple of teams that you played with here in the New York area with the Yankees, who are struggling right now.
Yeah.
How surprised are you?
Not surprised. That's baseball. The ebbs and flows. This is the second time it's happened, I think, during the year, and then all of a sudden they won 15 out of 17 or something. They're going to be plenty fine. It's New York. I mean, in Mets and Yankees, when they're struggling three or four games or whatever it is, it's like the world's coming to an end when that's not it. There's injuries. You know, guys are playing with injuries that people don't know about probably, and it's a long season. So sit back, relax, and I'm sure they'll be in first place by the end of the year.
All right. And, of course, in Queens, you've got the side that you made your second tour of duty with and ended last season with.
Yeah.
The Mets, who are in first place and actually have the biggest division lead of any team. You didn't know that. Thoughts on the Mets?
Yeah, they're going to be good. I think they had 16 major league injuries. I was waiting for a phone call then too, but it never happened. Being funny, but yeah, they're doing great. I think it's a division where they can win. You know, if they're healthy, and you guys got guys like DeGrom, who's unbelievable, and Marcus Stroman leading the top of that lineup of pitching, and Taiwan Walker. I mean, Jesus, two, three really good pitchers, and if they can put up four or five runs a game, they're gonna be just fine.
Todd, as a guy who's faced Jacob DeGrom and played third base next to Jacob DeGrom, can you give us a sense of really how good this guy is?
Yeah, it's hard to put in words. He's when you see a pitcher get on the mound and his right arm is touching his knee, it's unbelievable. He's gonna throw hard. He's lanky. He doesn't do much either. He works out, don't get me wrong, but nothing crazy. You can see he doesn't have much muscle on him. And he just throws the hell out of the ball, man. So kudos to him. He might be one of the – he's probably going to be a top five pitcher, if not number one, ever to tote the mound. And I can always say I got a home run off him, 1-for-8 with one home run, and I tell him every day all the time. So sorry, Jacob.
Appreciate the time. Thanks, Don.
You got it. Always a pleasure.
I'm Mark Renee. That is the Todd Father, Todd Frazier, and you're on the Mark.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.